Recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios Brisbane on 102.1 FM and broadcast across Australia on the Community Radio Network.
You're listening to Zed Games. With 10 years experience and over 500 episodes, Zed Games brings you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture. Want to reach out? Message us on Facebook at ZEDGamesAU.
My name is Evie and I'm here with...
Maylee.
Zara!
Woo! It's another week of Zed Games where we talk about all things gaming related, so... not gambling, actual video games.
And video games, board games, card games.
Yeah, emotional games that you play with your partner.
Role-playing games.
I'm kidding.
Wait, what?
I was like, I wonder how long that's going to take. Manipulation games. No, I'm kidding.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it's been a interesting... It's actually been a weird week because, like, I thought today was Tuesday when I woke up.
I thought today was Thursday. So, well, that's the kind of work.
Monday was public holiday, and then I just sort of treated it like a Sunday, and then, I don't know, I got all thrown out of whack.
No, I mean, like, I thought Tuesday was Monday, so I guess my brain decided to overcompensate by just going to the future instead.
Okay.
Just skipping a few days.
Yeah.
It's like jet lag, but the opposite, you know, when you, like, when you go one way and you miss
jet
a day?
Jet fast. There we go.
Jet speeded. I don't know, it was terrible.
Jet low latency.
Ah!
No, yeah.
The slow nod of, yes, quite good, very good. Well, this week on Zed Games, we've got the regular treats, of course, which is the week in gaming news. And we also have a review from the one and only Zara. Zara will be talking about Mo Astray, which is pretty cool. After that, we will be having a discussion about the Australian Game Developer Awards, which will be on after Zed Games tonight at 7 o'clock. So we're going to have a discussion about who we think is going to win, what categories, and all that. So yeah, that's the show this evening. Yeah, pretty exciting. So I think we should just get straight into it and listen to This Week in Gaming News.
This week in gaming news, Optus has launched a tool called GamePath, a program that uses machine learning to improve latency during online gameplay. With video games becoming more and more popular, GamePath is expected to improve latency by up to 30%, providing relief to many players. Online gamers can add the service to the NBN plan, with no lock-in contract, at an extra cost of $10 per month. Additionally, the first month is free to users, so that gamers can trial GamePath and experience the benefits for themselves. GamePath has launched on October 6th, so you can check it out now for yourselves. The South Australian Film Corporation has implemented a tax rebate for game development, a first of its kind within Australia. It was implemented on the 29th of September and aims to allow developers to recoup on 10% of eligible costs on projects that have spent $250,000 on development. The rebate is modelled after the post-production, digital and visual effects rebate. The leading difference is that the video game development rebate is designed to accommodate ongoing production models, as many games have updates, downloadable content patches, additional content for purchase, and ongoing updates, and the VGD rebate had to reflect that reality, says V. Pendergrast. The VGD rebate has been encouraging for those seeking a long-term career in the industry, although many have pointed out that small studios and projects will be left out due to their limited budgets. A Canadian man, Gary Bowser, has been accused by US authorities of being one of the minds behind a group that allegedly creates tools to bypass security measures in video game systems. Along with Gary, two others have been accused of being ringleaders of the group known as Team Executor. Allegedly, Team Executor targeted Xbox, PlayStation, and multiple Nintendo systems, selling devices that allow them to run pirated games. These devices have been marketed as being for gamers who had an interest in designing their own games for personal use. However, prosecutors allege that piracy is the leading goal for users. The three accused face charges including trafficking in circumvention devices, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and wire fraud. A giant chasm has appeared in Microsoft's Flight Simulator program. Users have discovered the glitch while flying over Brazil. Some brave virtual pilots have flown into the chasm to discover that there is an airport at the bottom. Microsoft's Flight Simulator reflects the real world using Bing's mapping technology and user data to recreate the world in extraordinary detail. As a result, it is Lagoa Nova Airport at the bottom of the chasm, a little airstrip in Rio Grande do Norte. In reality, it is not at the bottom of a chasm. That's it this week in gaming news.
Thank you, Zara.
No problem.
So, you mean that there isn't really a giant chasm with an airport at the bottom of it?
It's really funny because, like, I thought that at the bottom of a chasm is a perfect place to put an airport, yeah. But we just don't do that for some reason.
Like, maybe we just don't have enough chasms.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, they usually...
I don't know why that's really funny.
It's really funny. Brazil.
It could be even funnier if it was, like, the base of, like, Foz do Iguaçu, which is, like, the largest waterfall system in the world. Because I've been there. Sorry. And I was just thinking how funny, because, like, Brazil has a lot of waterfalls and a lot of water and, like, the Amazon stuff. It's just, like, randomly there's a chasm. I'm like, I feel like there'd be a lot of chasms, but maybe not with an actual airport.
I mean, it would be pretty cool, though.
Wasn't Flight Simulator flying also
the chasm? It's cool.
Just flanked.
Like descending or ascending out of a chasm.
It's like, ladies rocks. And gentlemen, we'll now be starting our descent. And then you just, it's just a 90-degree dive.
Some people out there are probably having a lot of anxiety right now. Not that anyone can actually fly anywhere. Not without great difficulty or lots of cash, as it turns out.
In Microsoft's Flight Simulator, you can simulate flying.
That's through a chasm.
Really? Yeah. That's what Flight Simulator means?
Funny how that, you know?
No, but wasn't Flight Simulator the game that also had the really giant building?
That one.
That was like,
yeah, the one that was like 212 stories tall.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yes.
I think like it was the same game.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds fun.
It was in, that one was in the middle of Melbourne. And in reality, that building isn't actually 212 stories tall. It's only two stories tall.
I mean, I figured really? It's not.
Yeah.
Huh.
Someone just typoed wrong in Google Maps sometime or something.
What typo do you have to do for there to be a chasm?
I don't know. That location. How many floors is this chasm? But it was an airport, right? So how many floors does the airport have?
It was like a little airport.
The airport has negative 100 floors.
Yeah, so someone just put like a decimal point by accident or something.
Well,
actually... Speaking of decimal points and numbers and things, oh, this is a terrible segue. Let's talk about Game Path. Improved internet.
Yeah.
Potential. So what? 30% increased latency. So improved latency by up to 30%.
Yeah.
Providing relief for people who play online video games that require solid connection. So Game Path, when's that coming?
It came out yesterday. So
what?
And the first month is free to try, and it's pay by month. There's no lock-in contract.
$10 per month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's also for people only with NBN plans.
Mm.
Just FYI, in case any of you ADSL people or whatever out there got really excited.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Only for people with NBN. I'm assuming they'll probably check that eligibility anyway. But,
yeah.
That's interesting. I don't really have much to say on it because I don't actually know much about, I don't know, copper wiring or this wiring. I don't know whether this is going to make any difference or
yeah, from how much. What I understand from the research that I did for the news, it just basically optimizes how the data travels through the internet, more or less.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have bad internet for gaming and no amount of services or products that company internet providers have offered has helped me, so yeah. I'm skeptical of this new.
Maybe you should try the first month and get back to us.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll work. I'm pretty sure that the reason they're doing the free trial is because it might not work that well for everyone.
People like me, the skeptics.
Well, you need NBN.
But I think it's worth checking out.
Yeah.
Especially if you play video games online a lot.
I mean, I do. I do all the time, so... But I have fiber optic and I'm fine. So,
but imagine
anyway,
you could have negative ping.
Yeah, I could have a chasm.
Want to listen to more Zed Games? Check out our podcast on Spotify or follow us on
Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, which is at ZEDGamesAU to get behind the scenes action,
sneak peeks into reviews, and of course, lots of memes.
Zara now has a review for us, which is called Mo Astray. So Zara, why don't you just, you know, take it away?
It's dark, shadowy, and you don't know anything except how to move, and then how to jump, and then how to remember. A little blob, you make your way through this mysterious world, absorbing memories of other creatures, and like a dream, you awaken from this world and find yourself in a laboratory, destroyed, overgrown, and filled with danger. Mo Astray is a beautiful 2D game with a gorgeous pixel art style, where you play as a memory slime, capable of possessing and accessing the lost memories, or the strongest memories, of that creature. Some of them are human, others are not. Most were once human. Slowly, through the world and the memories you access, you begin to piece together what was here, why you're here, and what happened. And as you explore, dodging danger, a voice guides you, lamenting what once was, cheering you on. That voice gives you a name, Mo. Gameplay is surprisingly simple. You have the ability to move and jump, but you can also stick to surfaces, so that manages getting around for the most part. But Mo has the interesting ability to possess other creatures, although what you can do once you possess them is limited. You can make them walk, activate buttons, and unlock doors that Mo wouldn't be able to unlock on their own. You can't directly attack anyone, but you can move them around and manipulate your environment. With a well-timed flick of a switch, you can crush enemies, move boxes around, and open and lock doors. But you'd be surprised by how much you can do by simply jumping out of the way at the right moment. You move from area to area by solving various puzzles, but believe me, finding the solution and then executing the solution are two separate tasks. It's rather forgiving, in that if you do die, you simply respawn at the start of the room, so you never lose a lot of progress. But I did find myself having to put my Switch down for a quick break after failing to jump for the billionth time. It's a challenging game, but not a punishing one. However, the real bread and butter comes from Mo's ability to access memories. Throughout the game, you find large blobs of memories that give you insight into the past, but also makes you just a little bit stronger. And when you possess a creature, dead, alive, or otherwise, you can see their strongest or lost memory. It's rather haunting. As you progress, you unlock new abilities and learn new ways to get around, jumping from bubble to bubble, learning how to double jump, and even learning how to clone yourself and control your clone creates interesting and varied ways to navigate these levels and come up with solutions to puzzles. Sound, like the environment and art, is beautifully crafted, unifying your experience seamlessly. It is satisfying, descriptive, and immersive, without being distracting or a hindrance. For this reason, I recommend wearing earphones, settling down, and get ready to suck into this world where you know so little, but learn so much. Overall, Mo Astray is a beautiful, challenging, interesting game that is full of heart and care. There is so much detail put into the world that the team has created, with a unique culture, creatures I wanted to understand and get into the head of, and a tone of darkness that thrums throughout the game. I've not yet finished the game, but I have enjoyed every moment so far. Even when I would mess up a puzzle a dozen times, I would attempt it a dozen and one times, because I need to know more about what happened. Mo and I are on this journey together. What are these parasitic plants? Why are all humans like this? What was this facility for? Why am I here? That's Mo Astray.
It is extremely cute, just to begin with there.
It is.
It's
pretty.
You made it sound so artistic and stunning and beautiful, which it is. It is definitely all those things that you mentioned.
Yeah.
But you are also, at the same time, a cute little squishy slime ball that you want to squish.
It really throws you off because I first loaded into the game and I was like, so cute. And then I saw cute. My first like carcass and I was like, I have to get into the head of that? Ooh.
You're like a cute squishy slime ball that makes me think of those squishy mellows. I have a few of those plushies at home.
And
this cute little lost squishy ball that's like all of a sudden there's zombies and you're like, oh no.
It's like sometimes I'll be so focused on moving from place to place and I see Mo start to like sort of squish down and starts shaking, like all scared. I'll be like, oh god, oh my goodness, where's the danger? And I'd be like, there's the danger. That's when we're scared. It's
cute. It makes me think of my dog Cookie, because his shakes like that all the time, right? Yeah, it's cute. I think it's like a really cool game mechanic, in the sense that you can stick to walls and like just sling yourself, kind of like a. Do you remember the movie Rubber?
Yes.
No.
Wait. No. Flubber.
Flubber.
Flubber. Rubber's a very different movie.
So okay. I meant Flubber. Because it makes me think of like a rubber ball that you bounce around.
Yeah,
the green thing.
Your flubber.
Yeah, when I was watching that when I was a kid, that's kind of what this reminds me of, except not bouncy, just squishy.
Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah? Hmm. Anyway, it's a pretty cute game. I'm just watching like a video of gameplay now. I'll stop doing that because I'm distracted.
It is a very beautiful game.
Where can you purchase, download, or whatever?
I mean, very good question. I'm
you played on the Switch, yeah?
Yeah, I played on the Switch. It's also on the PC.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it now on either.
On your Steam.
Yeah.
And Steam.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. There you go. If you are interested in checking out Mo Astray, by all means, go head over to Steam or the Nintendo shop to take a look there. You can also head over to the Zed Games Facebook page. A link to the full review from Zara this evening will be posted there in the next couple of days at ZEDGamesAU. Also, that beautiful song that you heard in the background playing was by C. Hanakasuka. I don't know if I said that right. From Mo Astray, and the song was titled Birth. We've got a pretty cool segment coming up, which we so thoroughly planned in our minds. I was like, yes, straight after the show today at 7 o'clock, there is the Australian Game Developer Awards. Unfortunately, due to a quick change in time, thanks to daylight savings, it's actually happening right in this moment. So you will not be able to watch the awards unless you have to go buy a ticket and such. But you're already listening to us, so I think you should stay right here and listen to us talk about who's winning what awards in this present moment.
This is fresh off the press, you know, just like fresh, straight off
44
the...
seconds ago, Kana Quest won the award for Best Serious Game.
There we go.
Best Serious Game.
Kana Quest. There we go. All right, I'm just writing down who's winning what. just to fill some people in, the Australian Game Developer Awards is a national event that celebrates outstanding games and individual achievements by Aussie game devs, which is part of GCAP. That's the Game Connect Asia Pacific 2020 event that has been hosted online this year as part of Melbourne International Games Week. The awards ceremony is on right now. So for the people that are listening on the podcast, we are in the past, okay? And we're very excited because it feels kind of like we're reporting live.
Should we do the reporting live from the studio?
Yeah, reporting live from studio, but not via Twitter. Yes, we're just seeing who's winning. I'll just give you a bit of a rundown on what the categories, so the award categories are for the Australian Game Dev Awards. So we've got Best Art, Best Gameplay, Narrative, Sound, Music, AR and VR, Best Serious Game, Mobile Game, Ongoing Game, Emerging Game, Studio of the Year, and Game of the Year. And they're all obviously Aussie studios, so this isn't, incorporating anywhere else. This is all about us. And so far, we've got some back. So, Best Art, Necrobarista has won that category.
That makes sense.
I expected that.
Which does make sense. We have reviewed Necrobarista, and a lot of the games that actually are part of the awards, we have reviewed on Zed Games before. So, if you're interested in actually checking out any of those reviews, head over to the Zed Games website, which is www.zgamesau.net. We've got all our reviews there, and we talk about at length, our experiences with these games. So Best Art is Necrobarista, which I believe Paul, Maylee, and Rani have played.
Yeah.
I have not played. But it's supposed to be quite stunning, so check that out. Best Gameplay, Gameplay was Boomerang Foo has won. Congratulations, Paul Capetco. I know that he's pretty much done everything on that game. He did the sound.
Yeah.
He designed. He did the music.
It's like,
what a man.
Such a funky music, funky art style, funky gameplay. Just, it's a real
good funky times. Yeah, nice work, Cranky Watermelon. That's him. That's him. He's Cranky Watermelon. There's also was a nominee or runner-up was also Moving Out by SMG Studio, which I suspect will take out Game of the Year award. That's my theory. I've played both Boomerang for Moving Out, and they're both nominated for Game of the Year. So we'll see. Necrobarista is also nominated for Game of the Year, but I don't think it's going to... I mean, if it does win, congratulations. But I do feel like I really want Moving Out to win, only because I love SMG Studio. I love Overcooked, and this game, Moving Out, is in a similar vein, and it feels like a... I don't know, anyone can pick it up and play it. Whereas Necrobarista is an interactive narrative, and it's sort of a niche sort of category. I don't know what you think.
I do feel that Necrobarista has a pretty good chance of getting Game of the Year, because I feel like it's a really fresh, interesting take on the visual novel genre. Like, you get so much of the staticness with everything, but this one's a lot more dynamic, just a lot more interesting, a lot more vibrant.
I think all three of the games that were nominated definitely, like, really deserve to be there. So whoever wins, they would deserve that.
Yeah.
But Moving Out seems like it would have, like, the broadest
It appeal. Reaches Gen Pop, yeah.
Yeah.
Which specifically, because it's from Australia, trying to get some international rep.
Yeah.
When you said, like, Necrobarista is this interesting way of telling a narrative, right? Shouldn't it just win Best Narrative then as well?
Well, I mean, I feel like it's got good art. We've already established that.
It's won an award now, officially, for that. Congratulations.
Yeah. And with, like...
yeah.
Like, fresh gameplay as well, and a narrative. I mean, you know.
We'll see. We'll find out. Best Sound has been won by Audio Play Alien Strike.
Which makes sense. It's an audio game.
I had not heard of. Until I looked at the nominees. And it's weird because it's not a video game, but technically these aren't the Australian Video Game Developer Awards. They're the just normal games. So it's an audio game sort of in a podcast format. It is for kids, but it's really cool. I've checked it out.
You've sussed it out for us? Because I'm not sure what it was.
I might be biased because I love audio dramas, audio play stuff. That's my life right now.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. And I don't know if you have kids, check it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have kids, but I'm going to check it out.
I don't have kids, but I still look.
Miari might want me to check it out.
Yeah. What else we got? Best Emerging Game was Right. Also a game that I have not heard of. But it was up against Quantum Suicide and Elden Path of the Forgotten. You know a little bit, Zara, about Quantum Suicide, don't you?
Yeah, I thought, like, I've been keeping an eye on Quantum Suicide for a few years now, ever since I played it at a meetup event. And I thought it was really cool then. So I was really excited when it came out this year, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to play it, and then I don't have time to play it. But I honestly thought that it would get Best Emerging Game, because I just thought it was, like, really interesting. It's got, like, a lot of depth to it. It's got a lot to it. And it's also quite high stakes in terms of gameplay.
There you go. Now, look at all these games to check out. Like, I was looking at all these, the list, and I'm like, I've no idea some of these games. I've not heard of them.
Australia's been churning out games lately.
We've been churning them out, and people have definitely been playing them because, you know, people have been staying at home and wanting to do things, and video games is definitely the best way to do that. I really wanted Florence to be in there, but then I later discovered that Florence was actually released in 2018. I don't know why. I thought it was within the time frame.
If it came out on PC this year, was the case.
Yeah,
but it came out on...
It was like as an app on iOS and Android in 2018.
Yeah.
But it was only released for Switch and PC this year, which would have been when it got a lot of its... attention. It's understandable.
Well, you know, we can't win them all. Anyway, I hope that Moving Out wins. That's my what I suspect.
You know what?
Who do you think's going to win, Zara?
I think they all should win equally.
But you can't. You gotta pick
one. I think they should all win equally.
You have to pick.
No!
I think none of them should win.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
Well, I have to take the opposite.
That's fair.
I was just going to say the third game, like, that neither of you said.
Yeah.
But now I'd just say none of them.
Okay. Well, moving out it is. It is now come to the end of Zed Games this evening. Unfortunately, you can't be listening to us and watching the Australian Game Developer Awards at the same time.
Hey, I don't want to tell people what they can or can't do.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't. I mean, you can, but, you know, there's no such thing as, like...
They can do whatever they put their minds to, Evie.
I believe
in you,
listeners.
But they can only put their mind to one thing at a time, right?
No, maybe their minds are just better than ours.
Okay, yeah. They're superior. That maybe makes sense.
Maybe they're dinosaurs and they have a secondary brain.
Yeah. Ugh. Have you considered that...
Dinosaurs have secondary brains?
Yeah, the really big ones.
I didn't know that. I was just going with it because it was on my side.
I think...
Maylee's just smiling and nodding with everything.
Don't quote me on that. Do research.
Wait, that seems like a really big claim to not be sure about.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure anymore because I learned this like 15 years ago. And I was like, oh, dinosaurs have a secondary brain because they're so big that they need like a smaller secondary brain to control like the back portion.
What? Oh my goodness. Someone Google that before.
I might be thinking of the kaiju from Pacific
Rim. Two brains myth.
Oh, no.
In reality,
okay,
cavity.
But I can say this. I can say this. Maybe our listeners have two brains like Kaiju from Pacific Rim.
Good save. Good save.
Okay. Well, okay. If you want to be watching the end of the IGEA, the Australian Game Developers Awards, on Twitch or wherever you're watching right now, at the same time as listening to us, thank you so much. You've been so kind. To share your ears and brains around. Yeah, it's been a great episode. Also, thank you, Zara, so much for your review on Mo Astray. It's
no worries.
Very insightful. I am excited to see more on the little blue squishy slime. And yeah, that'll be exciting.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that little slime.
A little slime. Well, it's been an extraordinary show this evening. I hope you're all having fun out there, and we look forward to seeing you guys next week. But that's it all from us, and bye.
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 Thanks for listening to Zed Games. If you'd like to listen to more, check out our podcast on Spotify or follow us on social media at ZEDGamesAU. See you next time.